This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Only North and South Dakota, Nebraska, New Hampshire, and Hawaii have unemployment rates lower than Iowa, the state hosting the first moment when people declare votes officially in the race for president. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has more on the economic context in which people are voting tonight.
An unemployment rate of 3.4% doesn't necessarily mean a strong economy, according to Iowa State University economist Dave Swenson.
Iowa is not a fast-growing economy. It grows slower than the rest of the nation.
One big reason for that? A worker shortage. It's hard to get people to move to Iowa or stay there, and that makes it harder to attract new businesses. Wells Fargo economist Michael Swanson says higher wages could help fix the problem, but
if I start raising rates to attract new employees, I have to raise wages for everybody in my organization.
Chemin Industries is an ag and biotech company based in Des Moines. Amanda Formaro in HR says the company needs advanced manufacturing workers to grow, but they can be tough to find.
They have some computer skills. They know how to troubleshoot. They can look at different kind of scales and diagrams.
Formaro says for now, Chemin isn't raising wages much, but it's stepped up recruiting and is looking at ways to help low-skilled workers get training. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.